Blog Talk Radio.
Indigenous Power Hour, and you know what that means?
Shut up.
This is DJ Sano Akori. Hope everyone's well. The studio is a little rocking today. Once again, the third night of chaos. Indy 41, where are you?
I'm here. Relatives of Turtle Island. Thank you for joining us this evening. How are you, Mr. Sano Akori?
It's a little crazy because the studio is out of whack. And I guess, studio's kind of whack. I'm trying my best here. But as neat as we don't give up, right? We don't
exactly.
Give up.
Who was
we
that?
Roll with the punches.
Absolutely. So who was that just played?
To tell you the truth, my song list is down. My studio is down. It's supposed to be Northern Cree, but it played this. That's a Lakota. I don't have the list in front of me because my computer's down. But
right.
it's definitely a Lakota song. It's definitely Lakota. But when I clicked on Northern Cree, that's what played. we're still in the paranormal show, Spooky Lou, talking about this hell exists. Yes. Yesterday we had issues. Today we're having issues, but we got to try our best, right?
Absolutely.
We can't give up. We can't give up. Until my laptop comes back, we got to try our best. Well, you don't hear an echo on my side, do you?
No. Are you hearing an echo on my side?
No, I can hear you really clear,
okay.
You know. We're trying our best here.
Are you going to go for another song or what? What are we doing?
Here's the problem. I'm having echoes on my side, but let's try it. Just see if I can, just give me a second here. Improvising here. This is like
cobwebs off.
Just give me one second.
No problem. We got some things to talk about.
Okay, that first song. Do you want to
introduce the first song I want to play? Did you suggest it? Sure. Which one? The first, second, which one?
The first one, the jingle.
Sure. All right. This song is it's a jingle dress side. And I don't know. It's called Honor the People. And it's by Big River Cree. And I tell you what, it's got some medicine in it.
Okay, I'm going to try to play it without the echo. Okay. Might be an echo. Let's see. Yeah. Can you hear me there?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, some problems here. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And this Indigenous Power Hour will demand a lot of patience. We had a fun study hour last night that was kind of crazy as well. But we're going to try our best. Let's see what we can do here with this song. Okay. Going to ask for patience. Native people, we got patience, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see.
You know, I could play it.
You know what? My studio is not allowing it. My phone.
How about I
play
it? I will definitely see what I can do.
Yeah, go for it. It's not working on my side. Go for it.
Let's see. What can I do? All right. Let's see.
I just lost my studio, all my songs. Perfect.
Relatives, what did you think about that? Honoring the people. Wow. Wow. That's, you know, Mr. Santa Cory, that's how I want to go into this evening's show, because we got to talk about it. We got to talk about what's going on around us right now. You know? We got to talk about the boarding schools. You know? The count, I believe, is, let's see here.
Yo, these boarding schools are out of control. Every day there's something coming up.
Absolutely. So, the current count is 1,505.
This is out of control.
What I need my relatives to remember is Unsi Maka, she embraced her children. She embraced them, she kept them together so we could find them. And what I'm asking,
that's right,
what I'm asking all my relatives to do is stop internalizing these discoveries, because that's the trauma that already exists in our DNA, in our memories, in our bodies, in our minds, our spirit, you know?
Yep.
We knew this. We knew this. This isn't a victory. By no means, you know. I find it convenient, the timing of these discoveries, though. You know, post George Floyd trial, you know.
Yeah.
Do you recall, Santa Cory, that article just sent you the other day?
Right.
It was. Okay. So that article headline was, let's see, what was it? What did they say? Okay, here we go. This is according to, let's see. Their ancestors were enslaved workers. Now they're getting $2,100 a year in reparations. This is the Virginia Theological Seminary.
Okay.
So for more than a decade, first as a farm laborer before moving up to head janitor, you know, this is discussing, you know, this descendant's, you know, family. And this is, let's see, Mitchville, Maryland. Let's see. More than a century during slavery, Reconstruction, and beyond, the seminary used Black Americans for forced labor between 1823 and 1951. Hundreds of Black people were first forced to work for little or no pay on the campus as farmers, dishwashers, cooks, among other jobs. So that was just in CNN, you know, distributed by CNN just the other day.
Right.
Just the other day. So don't you think that right there? So they just passed a law about, you know, Asians, protecting Asians, correct? Now they want to distribute headlines like this at a time of these discoveries. What is that going to do to the heart of our people? What is that going to do? That's going to keep that separation going.
It's all about that separation to the media.
Yep, no solidarity. No solidarity. And that's how they, you know, that's the process of keeping, you know, white supremacy, you know, in place, you know. It takes a system, you know. So you got the media out here pushing these, you know, headlines, kind of like that 40 acres and a mule thing, you know.
That's
but it's
right.
It's meant to keep us from, you know, coming together. Because now we're gonna demand reparations. I mean, but that justice isn't gonna come from, you know, U.S. or Canada. And that's the other thing I need my relatives to stop, you know, soliciting to or feeding into, is this separation between Canada and U.S. You know. In my Leonidas
voice.
It's called
the same machine, right?
Right. Well, we don't have borders. This is Turtle Island. Whether you're standing on that side of the imaginary line or you're standing on this side. And those aren't Canada's babies. Those are our babies. Original inhabitants of Turtle Island. You know,
yeah, but the mainstream doesn't want us. No, but the mainstream doesn't want us to see that, though. You know, it wants to see the flashy paint job on USA, red, white, and blue, and Canada, red and white, right?
Yep.
Where's the? They don't want us to see the Turtle Island, no?
No, they don't, and they don't want us again coming together. So that got it got us, you know, Canada versus, you know, U.S. And, you know, they're all of our babies. Every single one of us is a survivor of the boarding school. You know, on a past show, I had talked about, you know, finding that ledger, you know, about my grandma working at the cotton mill in South Dakota at the age of 7. I stand corrected. It was a ledger, but it was from the census, and that was what she did at the boarding school, was at the age as early as 7. That's just the one I found. But that's what she did for schoolwork, was work at the cotton mill in South Dakota.
Look at that.
You know? And, you know, we need to get men, my brothers, we need to get them drums a-drumming. Just like that song we just played, Honoring the People.
Yeah.
How about we honor us as well as our babies, the ones who remain? Because imagine over 500 years of genocide past the reservation, past the boarding school, past, you know, every, you know, encounter between us and the U.S. government, you know, because I'll have to say that too, because that before they came together, it was what, United States East, United States West, you know, all formed of the 13 colonies. Let me remind you, relatives, United States is not a country, nor is Canada. They are corporations owned by Britain, which is owned by the Vatican.
Hmm.
How is that for sovereignty? You know?
Oh, that's been a while since the fall of Rome.
You know, I strongly encourage, you know, learning more about it, you know, about sovereignty.
Sovereignty. Well, you're the sponsor of Taino Radio is Arayeke Yukayek. We're fighting for that tribal sovereignty. It's not easy, though. You know?
Really not.
Not easy. The hardest thing.
So relatives,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that encouragement of reading, this is another one of those accountability issues that we're going to have to deal with these boarding schools. Part of, you know, the reservation and these treaties, so-called treaties or whatever it is, you know, that was part of the deal. So we agreed to place our children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we agreed to what? Put the children where?
We agreed to these boarding schools in those, you know, when we were, you know, as we were being placed on Indian land.
Yeah, we got to.
That was part of the writing, you know. Some of the agreements that we agreed with, you know, like, because some tribes, you know, they changed locations.
Right.
And part of that. And you can bet they will remind us of that before it's all said and done. Let that sink in. Because as those that remain, the ones they thought they killed, you know, planet seeds, it is our job to absolutely make sure this never happens again.
That's it. That's it, man. That's it.
Remember to remember, this is already woven. This trauma, every single one of us is a survivor. It's time to decolonize. And that process, that's an individual one. But I encourage it. Not just for, you know, indigenous, for all people of color. Decolonize.
Yep, definitely. You know, I find, you know, all you Taino listeners out there who are listening in from the Caribbean and also the diaspora, just want to make a point here, okay? Back in 1992, the Pope John Paul II, the Pope, the bishops, they all came to, they all went to Dominican Republic to celebrate 500 years of evangelization, a.k.a. colonization, right? 1992, 500 years. It was, the Pope did a whole tour of the island, you know, went to different cathedrals, went to the historical sites that Columbus left behind.
Right.
And this was the cool thing about it.
27 years ago.
And this is the cool part about it. I guess, as you know, as they were doing some, and Puerto Rico also piggybacked on the celebrations as well. 500 years of discovery of the Americas by Christopher Columbus. They found these bones. They found a burial site in Puerto Rico, right? And these bones were crushed. They weren't like museum pieces kind of stuff that the museums like. So none of the museums wanted them. They were crushed up, you know. So there was a professor, Juan Cruzado, from the University of Mayagüez. He decided to take these bones, you know, because no one wanted them. So he started doing DNA testing on them. So he had his PhD students with him, right? And this is during the celebrations they got these bones, you know. What happened was, years later, after the DNA results came up, just the students that he was working with, it was like a 64% match. Those ancient bones matched his students 64%. So the Pope, the bishops, the political heads, they're all celebrating 500 years of evangelization, right? But guess what? The bones had a difference. They were saying a different story. They showed up. Right? They showed up.
Right.
So these children that we're finding in these cemeteries, you know, these secret burials, right?
Right. They're not cemeteries. They're just mass graves.
Well, mass graves, exactly. Mass graves of secret whatever.
Right.
Hiding the murders, right? But check it out.
Right.
They're talking. The bones, the ancestors, they're talking. We have to listen.
Absolutely.
Listen and act. Actions, right?
Right. And what are those actions? What are those actions?
There you go.
To keep finding them. Keep finding our loved ones. Because you know what this is doing? This is how we're gonna be able to, you know, fight at this point, is to keep hitting them in the pocket. keep hitting them in the pocket, destroy their, because the church is the main source of their commerce.
Look at that. And by the way, the Pope, the present Pope that a lot of people love, because he's so down to earth and so nice, he hasn't apologized. He hasn't apologized.
Why would he?
He's calling for prayer, but he's not apologizing.
Not at all.
Churches, you know, these boarding schools taking money from the governments to colonize our ancestors, you know, cut their hair, destroy their language, take their tongue, right? Their talk.
Right. Right.
But damn.
Our best of friends. Like I said. I said our best defense is to decolonize. Stop going to these polls. Stop supporting their system. Because I hate to say it, I know there's so many loved indigenous holding political positions.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you guys to remember. I need relatives to remember, just like the tribal council, just this is, they're not elected.
Mm-hmm.
They're selected. You know? So it's not of an advantage to us. It's not. You know, it's the corrupting of our people by incorporating them in their system.
Yeah.
We have to dismantle it. But at this point, the decolonization process is an individual one.
You know what's crazy? Just a little update in Borinquen, Puerto Rico. The governor is still declaring a state of emergency of the high number of women being killed in the island. And,
right.
And they asked for federal funding, $3.3 million, right?
Uh-huh.
And the U.S. mainland government, right, doesn't trust the politicians in Puerto Rico, and this all started with Trump. They appointed a committee, like a committee, and they decide what money is going to be allocated, you know. And these people are not even publicly voted on. They're just like, I guess, these goons from the government.
Right.
They're not even elected. And these people recently, they agree, all right, we'll give you some funding for the murdered and missing. Here's $200,000 of the $3 million requested. So here's a bone. Here's a chuleta bone, a pork chop bone. What's $200,000, man? Like, what the? And their excuse is, well, we don't trust the politicians. They're going to steal the money, you know? So who suffers, man?
That's why we have to decolonize and truly become, you know, these sovereign areas, you know, because, you know, we need to create, you know, our own, you know, entertainment, you know, our own food, our own economies, our own, you know, be sufficient, you know, like, and especially with this day and age, okay, we don't have, nothing where we live, okay? An example, you know, Rosebud Tribe recently created its own internet provider.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Nice.
Yeah. So that's a step.
Damn it. That's cool.
Provider. So what along with that? You know, I mean, yeah, we don't, you know, mail delivered by Pony Express, you know, still. But there's a lot of jobs that are created off the internet, you know, sales reps, incoming, outbound, you know. So there is at least something to do, you know, exactly. Wherever that Wi-Fi can be reached. So we're not just, how do I say that? We're not just, you know, stuck out somewhere, you know, nowhere, you know. There is, you know, but we've got to create it. We've got to create it.
Definitely.
And how we had these, you know, borders closed during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraging, you know, some tribes to keep them closed. We've got some res hoppers, I believe is the terminology I heard, and we got enough of our own problems. We need to start taking care of home.
You know, when I was in Puerto Rico, right? When I was living in Puerto Rico, I met a very interesting man. I can't mention his name on radio to protect his identity. Don't put him in jail. Stuff I'm going to reveal. But the thing is, he's an engineer, you know, a retired engineer, and he showed me some plans. Like, hey, man, we harness the power of the rivers and the ocean. We have our own electricity. You know, and
can you imagine that? Because they do energy off of the waves, the ocean waves.
And you got, okay, look at Dominican Republic, Jamaica, look at Puerto Rico. It's all surrounded by some powerful oceans. The Caribbean Sea, I should say. So
yeah.
And then he showed me another thing where the solar panels, solar energy. Oh my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like,
you know the difference between the United States' homelessness and those over in Japan and China?
Mm-hmm.
They have solar energy. They have the little panels. They hang outside their tent, you know?
Yeah,
we
met
gotta start
this man.
Educating ourselves.
I met this man. He spent $25,000 on solar panels for his land. And now he's paying $10 a month on the, the tax the government charges. It's like a tax they charge the government. You know?
Right.
So, but he's doing it good, man. Solar power, solar energy.
That's
but they
what
make
we
it
mean.
So. But they make it so difficult, you know, to get access to the energy, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
You gotta spend your money. But the
natural resources. You know, you control all of that, then you control us.
And of course, the farmers are forced to use GMOs, you know.
Well, that's the other thing I wanna, you know, bring to our understanding. They okayed the owners of a pipeline out there on the East Coast that they may take state property for use of the pipeline, natural gas. That is not a good thing. I mean, it may be targeted to the state, but then what?
Right.
If they can do that with the state, they can do that with the private owners, which is eminent domain. So if that pipeline has been okay, because, see, that's been what's been holding, you know, the pipeline, you know, holding it back now. You know, them trying to keep, you know, eminent domain out the picture. But if a business a business can take property, state property. They can take private property.
Oh, yeah, that's something. I remember here in Brooklyn, New York, there was, what's it called now? I forgot now. It's the Barclay Center. It's a huge center they built for basketball and all that. It was all built on private homes, and a couple of homeowners refused to sell. But eventually, that's what they did. What's it called? Public domain? What's it called? Eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they lost their homes. I mean, they gave them good money to get out, but eventually they had to get out, you know?
They didn't give them nothing. They probably took it and...
Yeah. I heard it was some $1 million they got. I don't know. Uh-huh. But
now that I was...
Control of it.
Yeah, of course they did. Of course they did. That's what they do.
Hey, here's a shout-out to the Matinecock people here in Queens, New York. Matinecock, there's a mall in Queens, the Queens Mall, right? It's a huge complex mall, but it's square in the middle. It's a little private home and a cemetery belonging to the Matinecock people nation. A little home and a cemetery. Can you believe it? Right in a square in the middle. They refused to sell out. They did it, the Matinecock. Anyone that goes to the Queen Mall and lives in New York City, check out the Matinecock Nation. They have a little small home and a cemetery with their ancestors buried. Bam, right in Queens. That's resistance, right?
Absolutely.
That's what it looks like.
Absolutely. And that's what I want to reinforce again with our relatives is,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've got to bring our children home. In addition to, you know, looking at these church properties, they need to go and look on a reservation property because there is photos.
Churches, right?
Yeah, there's photos of mass graves on the res. You know? I just had somebody try to debate me about the Hitler thing, you know, where he got his idea from. And he got it from U.S. President Andrew Jackson. That's where he got that idea from, and Roosevelt, and, you know. But even further back, look at Lincoln. What did Lincoln do? Lincoln is responsible for the largest mass hanging. And those were Lakota. Exactly.
Lakota
they were Lakota. Yep.
Cut
so,
two, right?
Yeah. And that's what needs to resonate from us. Leave that survivor guilt for them to bear. We've bared it for over 500 years. So this isn't a time to be sad. This is for change, that change that we've been talking about. Because you know what they can't stand is, besides seeing our faces, they can't stand to hear us. They can't stand to hear our prayers. They can't stand to hear our drums.
Mm-hmm.
And our voice, look how powerful our voice was with this pipeline. And that was just being present and using that voice. Voice is a very powerful weapon,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's the homecoming. Until all of those babies are found, please get them drums going because they expect us to relive that trauma, you know?
That's right.
The best thing we can do for those babies, because think about it. Think about, you know, think from a child's point of view. you know. They're my, you know, their spirits, they're not, you know, they've been waiting for us to find
too
them.
Long.
And thank you, Unsimaka. Thank you for embracing them, keeping them together, keeping them until we could find them. But give that survivor's guilt to them, to the oppressors. This ain't for us. This ain't for us to bear no more. Enough payback. The greatest payback is to thrive.
Yeah. It's
the long haul. The long haul. Celebrate us. You know, every day is a good day to be Indigenous.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And that's what we, how we bring those babies home. We let them see, because if we carry this guilt, this survivor's guilt anymore,
mm-hmm.
what does that show our ancestors? That
mm-hmm.
doesn't show them that we've overcome or that we're trying. It shows us that we're in that same place of fear, that same oppression, you know. We ain't survivors for no reason.
Yep.
We are the truth. Live your truth. Call your spirit
mm-hmm.
back. Men act like men and women act like women.
And elders as well. Act like elders.
Absolutely. Let our children be children. You know, because that's that fear tactic with MMIR.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Fear tactic of never leaving the res.
Mm.
This is a great big world. We didn't come from a place that had borders, drawn lines.
Yeah. This is, we have a lot of homework to do.
A lot. We do. And, you know, step in that direction is the right step. You know, just imagine.
Yeah.
We have all that. We've been carrying it all this time until now. Time to be strong. It's time to educate yourself. It's time to give up the substances. Mothers be mothers. Fathers be fathers. Elders be elders, like you said. Where's our, who we look up to? Who's our mentor?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other day I had to make a statement, because that's why I said elders need to be elders, you know? And, you know, Araike Yukayek, we're trying to do it the right way, traditional way. You know, our first tribal leader, she's a woman, you know? And we made sure we did it like that, because we come from a matriarchal society, you know? And recently during a meeting, that wasn't honored, you know? Was kind of mocked, you know? And when I heard about it, I was furious. Like, wait a second. That's not right. I expect it from colonizers, you know? That's how they behave, right? But from our own people, come on, from leaders, elders, that's not right. It's not right at all. So people really need to know who that. People really need to invest time in who they're following, what they're supporting, and speak out and say, "Yo, I know you're an elder, but you're wrong." You know, so man, it's tough, man. It's tough,
and it's gonna be tough.
I'm just learning. You know, after 25 years in a Taino movement, I'm learning now more than ever. I got to speak up, you know.
Absolutely.
And I expect people to speak up against me if I make some errors, you know. Okay, man, I'll correct them. But we have to do this family, you know, family, not enemies.
I mean,
so it's like, wow.
It's again, it's that calling back of the spirit, you know.
That's the healing, right? When we could all get together and say, okay, man, stop the bullshit, man. Let's do the way our ancestors did, right?
Well, what better way to honor them is by healed people.
Hey, you know what? I read a story about one of your great leaders, Sitting Bull.
Yes.
What was it? Even though the Crow Nation and Lakotas, they had the issues, you know, intertribal issues, they sat down once a year in a truce, I guess in a powwow style, I don't know, you know, gathering.
Yeah.
They put all the issues to the side, you know. And there was a chief, his name was White Buffalo. He went up to Sitting Bull and he slapped him. And he says, I hear you're very rough on your warriors. You know, so I hear this. And he slapped him. Sitting Bull didn't retaliate, didn't fight back, didn't do anything. He took it, you know?
Wow.
And I'm saying, whoa. This was shared by, her name was Pretty Shield. She was a medicine woman, a Crow Nation. She remember as a girl witnessing that. So it seemed like there was a protocol in place, you know, where they took time to respect each other's opinions, respect each other's views, you know, and they took it on the chin, literally.
Well, I believe that's kind of how, you know, like gathering of nations and stuff
mm-hmm.
came about.
Mm-hmm.
It was that, you know, that gathering.
Right.
You know, so that, yeah, definitely. Migration was planned, you know, mm-hmm. all kinds mm-hmm. of things were discussed and respected, you know,
mm-hmm.
they hung their tribes up at the door, you know, before they came in,
mm-hmm.
you know. We're the example of civilization. We created it. Even though they refer to us as savages.
You know what? You just gave me an idea.
Well, good.
Here in New York City, we have a huge cathedral. It's called St. Patrick's Cathedral, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I remember many years ago, we did a protest there. During when they went to canonize Father Sierra, a saint in California, he's the one that brutally tortured many of the natives in the missions, and they made him a saint.
Of course.
So we went there. It was like a big rally. I believe I forget what the occasion was. But it was a big Catholic rally. So we showed up with our drums and we showed up with the sage, you know. And we thought they were going to, like, retaliate against us, like, get the fuck out, or whatever. It was the opposite. They were like, yo, we need sage.
Right.
Yo, we need smudging, you know. It's like people came up to us wanting to be smudged. I'm like, this is crazy. So I'm thinking, people are listening and living in New York City area. We gotta pick a date, man, so we could bring all these, the children's shoes and some Blood Patchers Cathedral.
Remind them.
Huh?
To remind them, heck yeah.
Oh, shoot. How about July 4th? I'm not working July 4th.
Anybody
listening, let's hook it up, man. July 4th, New York City. St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Let's bring some handprints. Let's bring some shoes, right?
Beautiful.
You know, like
absolutely
places,
beautiful.
The baby shoes, right? Like the children's shoes.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man. I'm
absolutely beautiful.
We got a spot. This is New York City, man. We're the mecca of media. Just give me an idea for one.
I think it is absolutely beautiful, and I am encouraging all indigenous. Stop colonizing your mind. You know, stop being brainwashed. We don't celebrate the 4th of July. We didn't celebrate before, and we ain't going to celebrate now. We're going to honor those babies. We're going to honor ourselves. That is a perfect, perfect. I like that. I really do.
Hey, want to hear a cool story, man? Now you mentioned July 4th. Want to hear a cool story? For all you Boricuas out there, listen, all you Puerto Ricans right now, check this out. July 4th, right? Independence Day, right? You know, at the time, the British versus the colonists, right?
Right.
Benjamin Franklin, right? The famous Ben, right? Benjamin Franklin goes to Spain. I'm sorry. He goes to France for a fundraiser event. He's trying to raise funds.